Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Hello, I'm Caelan. Welcome to the 4P's Short Break Takeover. We have locked the adults out of the studio. We have lots of great music and interesting chat before we have to give Vectis Radio back to the adults at 6 p.m. Stay tuned and be entertained.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and moderate breeze, highs 22, lows of 13. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 22, lows of 14. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 23, lows of 15. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 23, lows of 15. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 23, lows of 15.
In local news this week, the first person on the Isle of Wight convicted of non-fatal strangulation has been sentenced. Joshua Hunt has avoided jail and was given a suspended sentence at the Isle of Wight Crown Court this week. The case became Hampshire Constabulary's first conviction of the new offence and was among the first in the country. Non-fatal strangulation became an offence in its own right, separate to assault, on the 7th of June. Hunt, 26, of no fixed address, admitted harassment via a breach of a restraining order and intentional strangulation. Hunt was given an 18-month custodial sentence, suspended for 2 years. He must attend 20 rehabilitation days and a 6-month alcohol treatment requirement. Meanwhile, Isle of Wight singer-songwriter Lauren Hibbard admits she never thought she'd be performing music as a full-time job, let alone celebrating official chart success after her debut album reached the UK Top 40. Just days after its release, GarageBand Superstar was 37th in the list of midweek biggest-selling artist albums. The former Carisbrook High School student who signed for Virgin Records just last year only launched her album last Friday. Lauren said she puts her success down to two things, hard work and her mum. My mum was so set on me having a job, which wasn't 9 a.m. till 5 p.m, because she always hated hers, so she was like, do something fun. So I kind of picked up a guitar and was obsessed with it instantly. Finally, Vodafone has improved its 4G mobile coverage in Bembridge so residents and local businesses as well as holidaymakers can make the most of faster data speeds and more reliable calls. The upgrade is part of Vodafone's ongoing network modernisation programme to improve 4G and bring 5G to more customers around the UK. Known as a tourist hotspot, Vodafone's upgrade at Bembridge means customers in the area can enjoy even more reliable 4G mobile data. For families on the move, it is perfect for checking directions and streaming to keep the kids entertained. Andrea Donna, Network and Development Director at Vodafone UK, said, "We know as people travel over the summer, our network is busier in areas like Bembridge, especially with more people choosing to holiday in the UK." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, this is Blake from the Cinema Guide for this week. The following films will be shown from Monday to Friday. At Cineworld, we have Mr. Malcolm's List, which is rated a PG, The Invitation, which is rated a 15, Orphan First Kill, which is rated a 15, Dragon Ball Super Superhero, which is rated a 12A, Bullet Train, which is rated a 15, Thor Love and Thunder, which is rated a 12A, Elvis, which is rated a 12A, and Top Gun Maverick, which is rated a 12A. And at both Cineworld and Commodore Cinema, we have Beast 2022, which is rated a 15, DC League of Super Pets, which is rated a PG, Fisherman's Friends, One and All, which is rated a 12A, Minions, The Rise of Gru, which is rated a U, and Nope, which is rated a 15. For more information, including film availability and showtimes, make sure to check the Cineworld and Commodore Cinema websites.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Rhys Shearsmith, who's a TV actor, Olivia Lee, who's a comedian, and Daniela Romo, who's a pop singer. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
This is the recipe for the day. Stuff baked potatoes. For the ingredients you need, baking potatoes, butter and salt and black pepper. The method is preheat the oven to 200 degrees or 400 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 6. Scrub or wash potatoes well. Pick 3 or 4 times with a fork. Stick them in the oven for 1 hour. When cool enough to handle, slice each potato in half. Spin the potato flesh into a bowl. Add butter, salt and pepper. Mash really well with a fork. Pile mix back into the skins and place on a baking tray and bake for 10 to 15 minutes.
Hello, this is Blake, and these are some words of wisdom from children. Never trust a dog to watch your food.
Never allow your 3-year-old brother in the same room as your school assignment. Never hold a dustbuster and a cat at the same time.
If you want a kitten, start out by asking for a horse.
When you get a bad grade in school, show it to your mum when she's on the phone.
When your mum is mad at your dad, don't let her brush your hair.
Never tell your mum her diet's not working.
Don't pull your dad's finger when he tells you to.
In local news this week, commitment to a national training programme has resulted in the Isle of Wight Council achieving bronze status as a carbon literate organisation. The accreditation awarded by the Carbon Literacy Trust is internationally recognised and shows the council is prioritising action to tackle the climate crisis. Carbon literacy is defined as an awareness of the carbon dioxide costs and impacts of everyday activities and the ability to reduce emissions on an individual, community, and organisational basis. A carbon literate organisation, therefore, is an organisation that is making substantial commitment to carbon literacy. In 2021, the Council approved its Mission Zero Climate and Environment Strategy 2021-2040, aiming to be carbon neutral within its own operations by 2030. Carbon literacy training forms part of the Council's efforts to reduce carbon emissions by educating staff on how they can make changes in their day-to-day work. The Council has plans to roll the training out to many more staff in the next few years to increase awareness of the issues and challenges and the action which is needed. Councillor Jonathan Bacon, Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Environment, said the accreditation was testament to the Council's hard work to combat the climate emergency so far. Meanwhile, figures published by the Office for National Statistics this week show that 2,560 people in the Isle of Wight area were claiming out-of-work benefits during July 2022. These figures also include universal credit figures. That's a fall of 80 since June 2022, when there were 2,640 claimants, and a fall of 1,375 from July 2021, in which there were 3,935 claimants. 3.2% of the resident population of area aged 16 to 64 is claiming out-of-work benefits, 0.3% more than the rest of the southeast, and 0.5% less than the whole of the UK. And finally, people living with cancer across the Isle of Wight have been given a travel boost thanks to Southern Vectis Community Fund. The local bus operator is providing heavily discounted travel for those attending Wessex Cancer Trust's Isle of Wight Cancer Wellbeing Centre in Newport. Laura Garland from the charity's Cancer Wellbeing Centre said, "We are a supporter support centre for anyone affected by a cancer diagnosis. We offer befriending, counselling and therapies like Reiki, massage and reflexology. These are all free of charge and we approached Southern Vectis to see if they would help us provide travel to people from all over the Isle of Wight. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays, but now I'm going to tell you their ages and years of birth. Rhys Shearsmith, who was born in 1969, who's 52. Olivia Lee, who was born in 1977, who's 44. And Daniela Romo, who was born in 1959, who's 62. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. World Letter Writing Day on Wednesday the 1st of September honours the most traditional form of contact, letter writing. Letters give you the chance to get in touch with someone you may not have spoken to in a while. They provide you with the opportunity to pause and consider your words before communicating with someone. Not to mention, a letter sent by mail may contain everything from the delicate odours of your house and perfume to snippets from your garden. Digital media simply doesn't have the same amount of intimacy as this antiquated approach, so this day is your chance to reflect on the benefits of the written word. World Beard Day on Friday the 3rd of September celebrates the beard and everything that it is, has been, and will be in the future. The beard reigns supreme in today's world, whether it is neatly groomed, full, untamed, bushy, or out of control. The beard has historically served as a symbol for a variety of attributes, including power and wisdom, in many different civilizations. Even though there have been periods and areas where it has not always been fashionable or even possible to grow one, many people and cultures have a great lot of admiration and respect for individuals who may choose to sport a beard. Eat an extra dessert day on Sunday the 4th of September with the premise that everyone is regularly eating dessert naturally exhorts people to embrace life a little bit more. It's possible for life to get somewhat stressful and busy. Naturally, living a better lifestyle can make individuals happier. This includes exercising, eating well, and practicing meditation. There should, however, be no doubt about the fact that this day is definitely worth celebrating now that you are aware of it. This is the moment to truly live it up and eat another, regardless what is served for dessert that day. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
I have games review, and usually I do it with James and Connor, but James is not here and Connor's not here. So nice. Instead, I happily got Jasper and sadly got Ophelia. So they're going to be asking questions. Will I attempt to try and explain the game with my tiny little brain? Can do this.
So,
what's the first question?
What is the game?
Okay, the game I'm going to be talking about is a mobile game called Marvel Strike Force. It is obviously a mobile game, like I said, where you basically get Marvel characters and all that, and you gotta like give them gear and level them up and all that and make them more powerful. And you usually do, like, you can do campaigns. This is arena mode, online, no, real time arena mode, and then regular arena mode where you fight the bots of people who put the defenses up of the characters. You can join alliances. This is 24 people, that's how much, and you like all play together. You do these things called alliance wars, where basically one alliance goes up another. You have loads of different rooms where you put your defenses in, with all your characters, like characters, teams of five, and you have 10 slots altogether if you can put different teams. When you kill one character in your opponent's room, you get a point, and destroy an entire room, you either get 50 points, or there's two specific special rooms that give you 100 points or 200 points, and whatever team has the highest amount of points wins the war, and you get loads of rewards for it. And there's loads of different things and all that. And then obviously there's characters that you get either through doing the missions, which get very, very hard as you go on, or there's orbs that you earn throughout playing the game and doing things like milestones, which are basically challenges and all that, and you open orbs and you get character shards, and you need a certain amount of character shards to unlock the character. And then they have a 7-star system, and they either start off with 1-star, 2-star, or 3-star, and you get more character shards to get them to a higher star, up to a max of 7. And you get loads of different characters. Like, there's loads of it's all Marvel. You get loads of different Marvel characters that you would know, like iconic ones like Iron Man, you got Thor, but there's also some characters that you probably never heard of because the game is more focused on comic book appearances of the characters and all that, instead of live action film ones. Like, you know, do you know the Spider-Man villain Electro?
I've never heard of it.
No. Basically, he's a man that's in the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man film, he was a blue man. Well, basically, in Marvel Strike Force, because they're trying to base him with a comic character, he's a woman, which is really weirded out, because I've never known Electro to be a woman, which is quite cool. But there's loads of different characters and all that. You've also got the classics, and then you've got some people that you don't know, like there's this character called Kestrel, which is like a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent person from... not S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, but a person who's works with S.H.I.E.L.D., who's from space. There's characters like Doctor Doom. I'm not sure if you heard Doctor Doom. There's just loads of different characters and all that, yeah.
Yeah, so are there many in-app purchases?
Okay, this is a bit of a topic that's, in my personal opinion, I think is absolutely ridiculous, because all of the prices, sometimes they have really, really good deals and all that, but most of the time, the prices are absolutely disgusting.
Oh, tell me about it.
Like, basically, for a 1-star character, which is only a few 1-star characters, to unlock them, you need 15 shards, and then you get the rest to star them up. 2-star, you need 45 shards, and 3-star, you need 80 shards to unlock the character, which then it goes to 55 to get them up to star 4-star, and all that. And sometimes they like to do offers where they like charge you like £30 for half of a character. Because like they could charge you like £30, you get five pieces of stuff for gear, which doesn't even help you fully level up the character, and then you get half the shards for him and you don't even unlock him. It's a bit pointless.
Why don't they give you a full character for that amount?
Because it's just money, in my personal opinion.
What would you rate the game in terms of age rating?
Well, in my opinion, it's not got any graphical stuff at all. It's quite like take after the comics. It's like the comics. I would rate it about maybe a 12 or 7-ish, as it does obviously have violence and all that. It's like fighting. The whole point in the game is fighting and all that. Yeah, but there's no like blood or gore or anything, and it's quite a fun game. You get like, they add new characters every month or so. All the characters have like special stats with specific people, and they all got their different teams and all that, which is quite cool. There's some characters which are really, really strong but are really, really, really hard to get, and you need specific teams to do their events that only come up for a limited time before they go away, and then they come out again like ages after. So you need to like level up all different teams to be able to get one character to put into another team.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate this game in terms of enjoyability?
Well, I've played the game every single day for like the past 370 days, so I very much quite enjoy it. It's one of those games where either if you're really impatient, you spend loads of money on it to level up your characters and all that, but if you have good patience, it's one of those games that will take you like a year or 2 years to fully get to a really powerful point that you want to. So I've been playing for about a year now, and I'm nowhere near the top, because they've just bumped up all the levels recently and all that, but I'm getting there. It was all about patience. If you ever play the game, I strongly suggest that, well, you spend a little bit of money on it, but don't end up spending hundreds on the game, because it's not really worth it.
It's one of those pay to win games, I guess.
Well, no, it's not pay to win. You can earn characters really easily. It's pay to win faster.
Okay.
So it's an entirely free game, and you can get to the high point for free, but it takes more time. But we do be running out of time now. So the game's called Marvel Strike Force. It's on mobile devices. It's a mobile game, but I'm pretty sure you can find a way to get it on computer by doing the connecting with the phone and all that.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's Marvel Strike Force. I am Blake.
And I'm Ophelia.
Well, Ophelia's got some bad jokes, and I've got some decently good jokes. So, Ophelia, would you like to start us off?
Yes, I will. What do you get from a pampered cow? Spoiled milk.
I've been diagnosed with a chronic disease where I can't stop telling airport jokes. My doctor says it's terminal.
Why doesn't Dracula have any friends?
I don't know.
Well, honestly, he's a real pain in the neck.
Oh, no. When I was young, I asked my dad, "Can you tell me what a solar eclipse is?" He said, "No, son."
What gets wetter the more it dries?
A towel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm currently reading a horror story in Braille. Something bad is about to happen. I can feel it.
Why aren't koalas considered bears?
I don't know.
Because they don't have the right qualification. Qualifications,
I like
that one. Get it? Qualifications.
Yes. Today, I got an email telling me how to read maps backwards. Turns out it was spam. So that's all the jokes that we have got.
Can I just tell one more?
No.
Please. This is a really good one.
No. Go on then.
What's a pirate's favourite letter? You probably think it's R, but it's the C.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is vociferous. It is spelled V-O-C-I-F-E-R-O-U-S. It is an adjective which describes people who express their feelings or opinions loudly and forcefully, as well as things such as objections that are expressed in such a way. It can be used in the sentence, "There was a vociferous argument over where to place the new parking garage in the downtown area." It originated from the Latin word vociferare, a combination of vox, which means voice, and ferre, which means to carry. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Bye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Bye. Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.